This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, seriously. How many times have you heard the word love when it comes to weddings? It's like every other word out of people's mouths. The dress, the flowers, the cake, the napkins. Like, come on, people.
Let's say we just throw it around for anything and everything these days.
Right. And that's kind of what we're diving into today, right? We're looking at this episode of the Engaged AF podcast you sent me.
Yeah, and I thought they really hit the nail on the head when they talked about how overusing love has really just diluted the meaning.
Totally. Like, I love pizza.
Uh-huh.
But am I going to, like, spend the rest of my life with it? Probably not.
Yeah, exactly. They made this comparison about, you know, loving your partner versus loving pizza toppings. And, you know, at first, like, what the hell? But then when you really think about it.
It makes sense.
Yeah, we say we love everything. But then when it comes to something as big as marriage, it's like the word just doesn't carry the same weight anymore.
So what can we do about it?
Well, I think it starts with being more mindful about how we use the word.
Okay, but how do we translate that into actually planning a wedding? Because, like, everything about the wedding industry is screaming at you to love everything.
Right, and that's where it becomes even more important to be intentional about what you're choosing and why. Like, it's your wedding. Your marriage?
Yeah.
Does this thing I'm about to say I love, does this thing actually reflect our values? Does it tell our story? Does it represent the love we have for each other? If not, then maybe it's time to ditch it.
I mean, that's great in theory, but, like, let's be real. How many of us are actually gonna, like, analyze every single wedding decision through that lens?
Well, more than you'd think.
Okay.
Because when it comes down to it, I think a lot of couples are craving that authenticity. They want a wedding that feels real and meaningful, not just a cookie cutter Pinterest board.
Okay. So ditch the I love everything mindset. Got it. So then how do we actually, like, put this into action? Like, where do we even begin?
Well, I think a good place to start is with the guest list. That's usually where a lot of the bullshit expectations come in, you know? Trying to please everyone and their mom.
Oh, yeah. Family can be a nightmare when it comes to weddings. Like, suddenly everyone has an opinion about who you should invite.
Right. But the thing is, your wedding isn't about making Aunt Mildred happy. It's about celebrating your love with the people who genuinely matter to you.
So how do we tell Aunt Mildred to, you know, back on?
Honesty. Just be honest with her. Explain that you're creating a more intimate gathering and that while you appreciate her love and support, you've decided to keep the celebration smaller.
And if she throws a fit?
Well, then that's her problem. It's your day.
Okay, so guest list, check. What's next?
The budget. This is another area where it's easy to get caught up in the wedding industrial complex and spend way more than you should.
Oh, tell me about it. People go into debt for this shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's where reclaiming love comes in again. Instead of blowing your savings on things that don't really matter, invest in what truly reflects your values. Maybe that's an epic honeymoon, a kick-ass band, or even a donation to your favorite charity.
So ditch the five-tier cake and invest in an experience that'll actually mean something. I'm down with that.
Exactly. You know, the podcast episode talked about how true love deserves sacrifices. And I think sometimes that means making choices that aren't always the most popular or the most glamorous.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So we've got the guest list, the budget. What about the ceremony itself? Like, what do we do about all those traditional wedding vows that, let's be honest, most couples end up breaking anyway?
Okay, so next we're talking about the ceremony itself. Yeah, the ceremony, like those vows, right? They're just so, I don't know.
Generic.
They don't even sound like they mean anything half the time.
Exactly. It's like, are we really going to stand there and promise to love each other for better or for worse when, like, we haven't even figured out whose turn it is to take out the trash?
Right. So why are we doing this whole charade? Like, let's just ditch the cookie cutter vows and get real about what our love actually means to us.
Okay, so no more cheesy, generic promises that we're going to break in 5 years.
Hell no. This is about digging deep and figuring out, like, what makes your love unique? Like, what is it about your love that makes it worth celebrating? And then you tell that story.
Ooh, I like where this is going. So how do we, like, craft vows that are authentic without sounding like we're, you know, reading from a Hallmark card.
Okay. So think about the moments that have, like, really defined your relationship. Like, what are the good, the bad, and the hilarious? You know, the inside jokes, the shared dreams, you know, the things that you've overcome together.
Like the time we got food poisoning on that trip to Mexico.
Exactly. Those are the things that make your love story unique. So why not share them with the people you love?
This is so much more real than the whole to have and to hold thing.
Right. It's about telling your story your way and, like, why not have some fun with it, too?
Okay, so we've got the location, we've got the vows, but, like, what about all the other rituals? Do we have to do the, like, unity candle thing, garter toss, bouquet throw?
Fuck no, unless, you know, you actually want to. But seriously, those traditions feel tired and meaningless. Then just ditch them and, like, think about creating your own rituals.
Okay, but what kind of rituals are we talking about? Give us some inspo.
So think about the things you actually love doing together. If you're into brewing your own beer, do a unity beer blending ceremony. If you're both artists, you could create a collaborative piece of art during the ceremony.
Ooh, I like that. So we're basically, like, creating our own choose-your-own-adventure wedding ceremony.
Mm.
But let's be real. What about the family members who aren't on board with this whole break the rules thing? Like, how do we deal with their expectations without, like, you know, causing World War III?
Honestly, it's your day, not theirs. But yeah, family can be tough.
Especially when they're stuck in their ways.
True. Just be open with them about what you're envisioning for your wedding and why it's important to you.
Okay, what else can we shake up?
How about the reception? Who says it has to be a stuffy sit-down dinner with bad music and, like, the most awkward small talk ever?
Ugh, please no. I'd rather eat my own shoe.
Right. So let's ditch that. Think food trucks, live bands, interactive games.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Mm.
What about wedding favors? Do we have to do those?
Ugh, seriously, what a waste. A tiny bottle of hand sanitizer with our names on it. If you're going to give something to your guests, make it meaningful. Like, donate to charity in their name or something.
Right. Like something people would actually want to keep.
Exactly. Think about what you or your guests actually enjoy. Like, love dancing. Hire a band or DJ. If you're both, like, total foodies, maybe go all out on the meal or something. It's all about creating an atmosphere where everyone can just, like, let loose and celebrate your love.
This is so much fun. Like, it's making me actually want to get married.
It should be fun. Like, this is your day.
So I feel like we've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we've talked about, like, everything.
From the guest list to the ceremony to the reception.
Mm-hmm. Ditching all that old school bullshit.
And creating a wedding that's actually, like, you know, authentic.
A wedding that's, like, you know...
Yeah.
A badass wedding for a badass couple.
Exactly.
And, like, you don't have to spend $1 million.
So basically, screw tradition and do whatever the hell you want.
Pretty much, yeah. It's your wedding, your marriage. Make it your own.
Okay, I am loving this whole wedding revolution vibe we've got going on.
It's about time someone shook things up. Like, why are we still following all these outdated rules? It makes no sense.
Right. It's 2025, people. Let's get with the times.
Exactly.
But, like, let's be real for a second. Planning a non-traditional wedding can be, like, kind of overwhelming.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a million decisions.
And it's easy to get lost in the weeds.
So how do we, like, stay sane throughout this whole process? Any tips?
Definitely.
Okay, lay them on us.
Number one, self-care. Wedding planning can be stressful as hell.
Oh, my God, yes.
So make time for yourself.
Spa day.
Sure.
Binge watching Netflix.
Whatever you got to do. Just take some time to relax and recharge and reconnect with your partner.
Okay, so self-care, check. What else?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. Lean on your friends, your family, or hell, hire a wedding planner.
Seriously, delegate that shit.
Okay, and this is a big one. Trust your gut. You know what feels right for you as a couple.
Hmm, that's a good one.
So don't second guess yourself. And, like, whatever you do, don't let other people's opinions sway your decisions.
Preach. Okay, so we've got self-care, we've got asking for help, we've got trusting our gut. Anything else?
Yeah, this might seem obvious, but remember to have fun.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Because, I mean, it is supposed to be a celebration, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in all the details, but remember what this is really all about.
Okay, so we're feeling empowered, we're feeling inspired, we're ready to plan the most badass, non-traditional wedding the world has ever seen.
Oh.
But before we wrap things up, I have one last question.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about reclaiming the meaning of love in wedding planning, but, like, how do we actually carry that intention and depth into our marriage? Like, how do we keep that shit going after the wedding day is over?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Like, how do we make sure our love story stays epic even when the honeymoon phase is over?
Well, it takes effort. Like, you've got to make time for each other.
Even when you're, like, drowning in dirty laundry and bills.
Especially then, because that's when it matters most. And, like, you have to communicate openly and honestly, even when it's hard.
No more sweeping things under the rug.
Nope. And you have to support each other's dreams, even when they change. And, like, just never stop celebrating the unique and awesome bond you share.
Okay, that's actually, like, really beautiful.
It's a reminder that love isn't just a feeling. It's a choice.
Okay, that was deep.
You make that choice every single day.
Wow. I'm, like, getting emotional over here.
Yeah, so, like, never stop dating each other.
Even after we've, you know, said, I do.
Especially after you said, I do. Like, make time for romance. Go on dates. And appreciate the amazing person you've chosen to spend your life with.
Love it. It's a great reminder that the wedding is just the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning of an amazing adventure.
Well, I think that about wraps things up for this deep dive. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we covered it all.
Awesome. So to all our badass listeners out there, remember to ditch the bullshit, break the rules, and create a wedding that celebrates the unique and awesome love you share.
And never stop fighting for that love, even when things get tough.
Your wedding is just the first chapter of your happily ever after.
Make it a kick-ass one.
That's a wrap on another episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious, stay open-minded, and keep diving deep into the things that matter most.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.